Yeah, you think it was really profoundly
damaging? Well, it was, because a pendulum has got to swing too far in order to make any progress at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they were for, now the SALT treaty, the disarmament that Kennedy signed with Russia is supposed to be his greatest accomplishment. Well, when our consul came out for that, why, the things that the papers and how they were so against it, and now it's just they came out first for everything, but now is just that's the way politics has been all through the years. They say that our Democratic Party, not even the Republican Party platform, contains everything that the socialists did in the early days of the century, because ideas have to be brought up and have to be considered for a long time before they're considered proper for the middle of the road people. But so I do think it performs a function, but I just didn't want to take a lead in it when I figured that I'd have to let the left wingers come out for that. And
did you get was that an easy thing to? Is it easy to get the club to pull out?
Oh yes, there was agitation in the club not mm-hmm. To pull out of it, because a lot of the old ladies thought it was too left wing.
So there were many older people.
Yes,
in the club.
The club is mostly older people.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a lot of young people. But they it seems like the young women are either working or having babies and can't come out. And so it's we just sort of resolved that it has to be younger, older people that join, because
so
they're the
Long
only
Beach,
ones that can go out at noon.
So in Long Beach, is it the older women who are doing, or and say during this time period, in the doing the work?
Well, the club movement is just practically dead. It's
mm-hmm.
just that the study club keeps going, because it's been going for almost 50 years. But there's very few clubs. There's the Lakewood Club continues, mm-hmm. and in this district, and there's the Tom Paine Club is a paper organization. I think it still calls itself part of the consul, but they never meet, and it's just and it used to be when the consul was going full strong, there was the East Long Beach Club in this assembly district, the Bayshore Democratic Club, the Los Altos Club, the Eleanor Roosevelt Club, the New Frontier, and there was the Lakewood Club, and it was just really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But people lose interest when you've won, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we were, when everybody wanted to win and they work harder.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in, right now, we have the hardest time getting big crowds out. We just have to work our heads off.
Do the people who are in the clubs, is there also a social function, say, that the clubs are? I mean, is it a time for people to see each other also? Or?
Well, I think that is one of the faults of our study club, because we have a study hour in the morning where
mm-hmm.
we have our own members have papers on things, or but they can't talk, or then we eat lunch, and then at a quarter of one we have an outside speaker, and we just never have time to visit, or I think maybe that's one of our faults.
Mm-hmm. But the people who come to it again and again, do you think they're just people who are very interested in politics?
Well, I think they're interested in the club work more than just in politics. No, but they're interested in politics.
Mm-hmm.
We have a New Frontier Club that's been going now for about 10 or 12 years, and it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they are more social, and I think they just like each other.
Mm-hmm.
And come to... Because when I really first come down here, though, our study club was mostly Southern ladies that liked to play cards with Democrats, I think. I'm the one that really makes me political.
How did you manage that?
Well, I don't know. I've brought some good speakers. Our next speaker is Penny Raven, who's running for lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm.
Then in April, we're having Mervyn Dimoli,
Mm-hmm.
And in May, I think I've got Burke Pines.
Well, can you, how do you tell the speakers then that you'll have a certain number of people there to hear them?
Well, I tell them to sure try.
Mm-hmm.
You really got to get a good candidate to get more than the regular crew
mm-hmm.
out.
What's it about how many would be in the regular crew?
Oh, just the regular people, about 60.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not very many, but all organizations are having time. It isn't just political.
Mm-hmm.
Lodges and just nearly all organizations have trouble getting them out. But our candidates, they just have to almost work on their own. The state committee doesn't do much for them, or the county committee.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party is so much better organized. They have headquarters the year round here, and they do so much for their candidates. But our candidates have to go out and get their own committees, practically.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they work on the clubs, and the clubs are all asked to work, but they go out and get their own.
Mm-hmm. With the another sort of aspect of this that I've been sort of interested in is the whole idea of the women's division. We talked a little bit about it before. Now, I was just wondering if, like you mentioned in my mission, of the older women working, does it seem to you that there's been a change, say, with the women's movement in the kind of person who's getting interested, or kind of woman who's getting interested in politics, or what she wants out of it, or...
Well, I think that there's younger leadership now in the official party. This Alice Travis is really working awfully hard,
mm-hmm.
but everything she's had is so expensive. I just got another brochure.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go over there?
Yeah, it's fine.
Today on the repair they're having, but I don't think I'm going to go. Sounds good, but I don't even think I want to see it. Beatlemania. That they got a special showing for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at March the 30th, the Schubert Theater in Century City. Well, that's that beautiful theater out there where let me see how much it costs. It costs $50, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, patron tickets $50 each. No, sponsor tickets $25 each. So she's, of course they need money, and I think that she's putting this money away for women candidates,
mm-hmm.
I believe, to help the Democratic women candidates in 78.
Mm-hmm.
So they need money, and but I don't think that's a big attraction to you.
Well, I can see that it might appeal to the younger ones, but not everyone in there.
Yeah, but the younger kids can't pay
$25.
And that's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's... she's done quite a few of those, and she's had... Mrs. Mondale came out on some art commission, and she had a $25 luncheon for her, and she made quite a bit of money. But she had Esther Peterson out here, who was supposed to be the head of this new consumers research, and you know, if they, that consumer protection
mm-hmm.
passed, and it didn't pass. But oh, she's a marvelous woman. Well, when during the Johnson administration, she was the second in labor. The Department of Labor, she was the second in command, and he appointed her, and I think he appointed her as head of the Consumers Agency then. Well, I had her here, and at 11 o'clock in the morning, and this was a long time ago, and I had 200 out,
mm-hmm.
but boy, did I work on it. I got the League of Women Voters list, and I sent them all... I tried to call it nonpartisan, and I sent them all invitations, and I asked Alice Travis how many people she had out for Esther Peterson, and she said 50.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a beautiful home, given in a beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
We had ours at the Lafayette,
mm-hmm.
and I have come across the invitation we had for Esther Peterson, and she so I had to tell her how many we had for her. But I think there were more, was more enthusiasm then, too, than mm-hmm. it is now.
Mm-hmm. So what is happening now, then, is that the Women's Division is working to help women candidates?
Well, it seems that, but it seems as though Alice is in favor of abandoning the Women's Division.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of doing that, I think they should organize more just women's clubs. That's what the Republican women are doing, and boy, they're sure strong.
What would
you'd get more women interested? She feels that, or they feel that women now don't have a chance to be state chairman. They're just chairman of the women's division, but they do. There's no law against it. And Liz Snyder, she was state chairman. She wasn't state women's mm-hmm. chairman.
How do you think that Liz Snyder was able to do that? As far as I know, she's the only woman.
She's the only woman that's been a state woman's chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. She worked awfully hard at it.
Mm-hmm.
She's sort of a tough hombre. You know her?
No, I don't.
She talked like a man, but she's. I think she did great to be elected because her husband was implicated with. In that big scandal of the Board of Equalization, and he was down in Mexico for a long time, you know, who, I haven't thought of that for a long time, but he really was in jail and everything,
hmm.
And the head of the Board of Equalization for this area, for this whole Southern California, was in jail, and he was down in Mexico. Maybe he couldn't come back to the country, but Snyder got back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
She went ahead and...
She went ahead and worked hard. Anyway, I always liked her because she was from my old district. When I first started into politics, she was had a national office in the Young Democrats. She was in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So she's always been in the leadership role in politics.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that people felt... How do you think that people felt about having a woman as the head of that?
Well, they worked with her.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, she started her own. She learned that she'd get billboards and get contract these, all of them. She had a lot of savvy. And then she's got a public relations business of her own. She's got one of the biggest public relations firms out here,
mm-hmm.
where she. But she hasn't. I know more candidates that she. She sure had a lot of losers.
Mm-hmm. What has the women's division done? I mean, in the party, you were saying that Alice feels that it could, that it's functioning.
Yeah, I was surprised that she took that attitude that they shouldn't have it. But I guess the whole women's movement is not to have women. Be treated any different than men, and as the way it is now, there's a whole lot more women officers than there are men,
mm-hmm.
because a woman can be now. We got a state chairman and a state vice chairman is a lady in Mary Warren in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a northern state women's chairman, and then two state. Now she's on the big ticket, but the other. There's a women's chairman south, there's a state women's chairman, a women's chairman south, and a women's chairman north. This gives more women more jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But they feel that as long as they got that they shouldn't go up. I don't think there's any law against it. Or did I ever tell you about when Jimmy Roosevelt come out here, when he was trying to take over the party from the Pauley interests, and we were... if they didn't work hard, and that's when the Richards were just coming up, and... Richie was just back from the service and working in a law office and didn't have any money at all, and so they gave Bernice a job just to Bernice is his wife. We all called her Niecy, just to make her under obligations to them. And so,
and we say they,
but the Pauley. She was working in the headquarters when Pauley was state mm-hmm. chairman, and. When I was sitting in the back of the Senate, we usually met in the Senate chamber, and Jimmy just come in and sat beside me, and he was running for state chairman, and he asked me, he said, is there any rule, do you know, that we have to have a voice vote.
I
think I heard that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, not that I know of, but I said, we've always done it. And so he said, he wouldn't know if I would make a motion.
Right, I remember you telling me, you made the motion and they watched you sign.
Yeah,
sign.
But I got up and I said, I just bursted it out. So they can vote their convictions and not their commitments. I don't know how I ever thought to say it. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, she, and he won.
Mm-hmm.
But Scully was his right-hand man, and when he saw me cross the T, he'd come up and, ooh, was he mad. He was and he was a nice little short Irishman, Tom Scully, and he was Polly's man for state chairman, the next one, and anyway, he said, my name doesn't end in T. Ooh, he was mad. But Jimmy won. I don't know, I got awful disappointed in him. I worked awful hard for Jimmy Roosevelt. I even worked when he ran for mayor. I lived down here, and I took over a whole area in Wilmington because it was Los Angeles. And I got a whole envelope on the stuff we had in that campaign. And how he could turn against the party, I never will know, and come out for Nixon. Oh, I just can't understand it. Just beyond me. I bet he's been awful sorry.
That's probably. So, you feel that if there were women's clubs...
I think we'd be better off if we had a federated women's organization like they do, like the Republicans do. Mm-hmm. I think we'd get more women in.
And so these would be local groups of women's...
Yeah, all over the state, because they really are strong. Long Beach, though, is the best organized Republican women in the United States.
Yeah.
Oh, they really are organized. And they not only do the work, but they raise money. They have the biggest style show every year at the Lakewood Country Club, but of course they can't have it there now. It's not open, is it? But that was there every, they make $10,000, $12,000 on that. And I can remember when I first joined DeBell, everybody was buying tickets for this Lakewood Country, for the big Republican style show. Mm-hmm. So Mrs. Metz happened to be our chairman. And when I didn't buy, she said, well, don't tell me you're a Democrat. And I said, oh, yes, I'm a Democrat. Well, that night, she came to see me, and she said, there were 500 Republican women that signed at the headquarters that they would do anything that they told them to do. And so she said, they told me that, said my assignment was just to sell 15 tickets to this Republican. So she says, I've sold 12 and I'm buying the other three. So she says, so I'm going to take you as my guest. Well, I was so mad at her, and I said, well, you know, Mrs. Metz, the Bible says you shouldn't only avoid evil, but the appearance of evil. So I said, I'm afraid I couldn't go as your guest. So she goes, why, she's just making me all work all the harder. She was such a nice lady. I feel terrible when I think about it, saying such a thing to her. But anyway, we can, and I think they belong to it because they think it's socially.
Mm-hmm. So
correct.
If we got the same social kind of function for
I think
the women
just,
and the
just
Democrats, you could do the same thing.
Yeah, I think so.
And in what world would that set of clubs they have in the party organization itself, would they have any official role, like say the old clubs that used to be chartered by the county?
All the Democratic clubs have to be chartered
mm-hmm.
by the county. I mean, officially, you're not supposed to collect any money or do anything if you don't have... If you use the word Democratic in
mm-hmm.
your title,
mm-hmm.
you have to be connected, you have to be chartered, which I think is good,
mm-hmm.
because the party's been terribly lax. That's the reason of my enmity, the beginning enmity to Dick Cartwright, who was the big, he and Mary Shaw were co-chairmen of the state committee when
mm-hmm.
I first come down here, and I was on the committee, but I wasn't chairman of it, and so we had quite, because if you're connected with labor, they're the only ones in the party that has any money, and we had quite a bit of money left when the campaign was over. And so I figured when Ray Simpson and I were co-chairman the next time, I figured that we'd have quite a bit of money to start out, but nobody knows where that money went. And so somebody said, well, they mailed it to Washington, to the National Committee, but nobody knows. I don't know where it went. Mm. And they never had to make a report to anybody, but they wouldn't give it to Ray and me. And I can remember once that somebody donated a lot of booze for a cocktail party, and Mary Shaw met him at some affair. Well, this was 64 when we had the big council convention down here. Met Dick in the lobby, and she was asking him for, there was a lot of booze left over, and she was asking him for a cocktail party she was given for some candidate or something. And mm-hmm. and he said, I said, yes, we got a lot left over, Mary, but I can't give it to you. Said Zita Remley would raise holy hell. And I was right back of him. He didn't know it. So I said, oh, Dick, isn't it marvelous to have such a influence for good, even when you're not around? Oh, I felt so sorry for him. He just blushed. But I knew the head of the whole AFL-CIO for the 11 Western States, Irwin B. Shetler, and he was from San Gabriel, my old district, and he's the one that I let go to the convention in my place years ago for Truman. Mm-hmm. And so we've always been friends. So anyway, he called up Dick down here and told him that the Democratic Party would be better off if he'd get along with me, and I felt so sorry for Cartwright once. And he came and he called on me one day, and he said, I've got orders, I got to get along with you. And he wouldn't know if I'd go out to lunch with him. And I told him that, I said, well, as nobody said, I didn't have to, I said, I don't have to like you, Dick, but I would like to eat with you. But the poor soul, he's not a bit well. He's been active up until this last year. And he was on the county committee until this last year. He always had a title, but he was the old type politician, always working some angle.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we stop for now with this? We've got quite a bit more.
Yeah, I think I jumped around so much that
it slowed a lot, but I think when you're talking like this, you don't realize